Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy Inauguration Day. It's Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, January 20th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The grift is carrying on right until the bitter end. In one of his last acts as president, Donald Trump pardoned cronies and celebrities, including strategist Steve Bannon, fundraiser Elliot Broidy, and rapper Lil Wayne just hours before he was set to leave the White House. Others who got a reprieve from Trump include Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O. Harris, rapper Kodak Black, and the former Google and Uber engineer Anthony Lewandowski. The long-awaited list was released early Wednesday, with pardons for 73 people and commutations for another 70. Many of the names will be unfamiliar to most people, but the list also included figures from high-profile cases and people with ties to Trumpland. Notably missing from the list were WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and Tiger King star Joe Exotic, whose supporters had pushed for and even expected pardons. Trump also did not issue preemptive pardons for any members of his family, his attorney Rudy Giuliani, or himself. Joe Biden's inauguration has been plagued by security concerns, but for good reason. Two National Guard soldiers assigned to Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration have been removed over what officials described as inappropriate posts or texts about the event. 10 additional National Guard members have also been pulled from the Capitol security detail, though for reasons that appear to be unrelated to the Capitol riot. The Associated Press reported that all 12 guardsmen had expressed extremist views online or else been tied to far-right militias, though the story did not identify which state the guard members were from, nor what militia groups they were allegedly involved with. As his presidential term draws to a miserable and embarrassing end, Donald Trump has reportedly discussed creating a new political party with several close aides. The Wall Street Journal reports that he would call it the, quote, Patriot Party, echoing the rhetoric of many of the militant far-right groups that support him. Trump reportedly said he hopes to use his own party as a way to continue to exert his influence over national politics even after he leaves office. It's unclear how intent on the venture Trump is, and the White House did not confirm the report. The news of his plans for a new party comes after he attacked Republican leaders who have heaped blame on him for the Capitol riot earlier this month. The woman accused of stealing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the Capitol riot and attempting to sell it to Russian intelligence faces a lengthy prison sentence after new charges were filed Tuesday. Riley Williams was arrested and charged Monday with unlawful entry and disorderly conduct for her role in the violent riots. But with the FBI investigating whether the 22-year-old also plotted to ship the laptop off to Moscow, authorities leveled new charges against her that could result in up to 2 decades behind bars. The new charges of theft of government property and obstruction were announced following Williams' first court hearing on Tuesday. Federal investigators are still probing claims made by Williams' purported former lover that she intended to send the computer device to a friend in Russia, who then planned to sell it on to Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. She will have a bail hearing later this week. Federal authorities have ended an investigation into Senator Richard Burr and declined to bring charges after a lengthy investigation into his $1.7 million stock sell-off before markets crashed at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Burr announced on Tuesday night that the Department of Justice informed him that its review of his transactions had ended and, quote, the case is now closed. a DOJ spokesperson confirmed to the Daily Beast that the matter has indeed come to an end. The conclusion of the Burr probe without charges means that none of the several senators who faced scrutiny for possibly trading on private knowledge at the beginning of the pandemic will face criminal charges or civil penalties for that activity any time in the foreseeable future. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.